fields we go, go laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring-a-ling-a-ling, making spirits bright a little ling. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle-ling-a-bells, jingle-ling-a-bells, ring-a-ling all the way to little lay.
As the only yodeler in the room, I appreciate this.
Jingle-ling-a-bells, jingle-ling-a-bells, jingle all the way. Oddle-waddle-fuddle-ling-a-ling, this is true, rattle into one horse open sleigh.
Still got it?
Yeah, this could get irritating.
Okay, it has gotten irritating.
I can out-yodel that guy
no way.
Any day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you heard me yodel?
I'll be rich.
He's a yodeler.
Oh, he did.
All he did.
He got a yodeler.
There you go. How about that? How about them apples?
I say silver medal, Frank.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It is the 19th day of December, but you probably know that because you've already been up almost all day. This is sort of the start for us, beginning of our day. It is for me, anyway. It's like when you go to work at 7, 8. Well, most of you go to work at 8, 9. This is our 8 or 9 o'clock right here. Just got to work, punched in, and ready to roll. Dr. Doug is in today in the 4 o'clock hour, so if you have a pet. Oh, man. Update. Update on Fred the Naked Rat. No, that is appropriate.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he's dead.
What?
What?
I think he lasted dead? 3 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, man.
My grandson, and I hate to say this, is an animal killer.
Oh, no. What did he do?
In our front yard, out where we live here in Hawaii, we have a little tiny tombstone that says Jumper. That's where his frog is buried that he killed.
Jumper.
Because he forgot to give it any water or punch holes for it to breathe, so Jumper died. And we buried Jumper and put a tombstone. Now Fred is dead, the naked rat. And we're all kind of glad about it because Fred was ugly. An ugly, ugly pet.
How did Fred die?
Yeah, how did he die?
Well, Dr. Doug says probably internal injuries, which means my grandson was tossing him around.
I'm sure.
Against the wall, maybe dropped him on the floor.
Sir Fred,
and he did that with a rabbit. He had a beautiful white bunny rabbit, and my daughter-in-law walked in and saw him throwing the rabbit up in the air and watching it hit the floor. So the rabbit was immediately whisked away to, I guess, internal injuries hospital. And now Fred's dead. So, I don't know. Isn't this how Jeff Dahmer got started?
Yeah. I'll tell you, you need to see Macaulay Culkin in The Good Son because he was an animal abuser as well. And your grandson might turn out like that if you don't intervene.
We're intervening now. It's over. No pets for you. No pets for you.
Macaulay Culkin's mother threw him off a cliff at the end of the movie. Yeah. So, you know, intervention time.
We did an Olympics diving for a frog in Texas when I was like 19 or 20. We were in a drunken.
You weren't even a little kid. You should have known better.
I know. We were in a drunken stupor.
What is Olympic diving for frogs?
Well, we found this frog in the pool and we started.
Was it alive?
Yes.
Okay.
And we started throwing him up as high as we could.
Real nice.
Keep in mind, we were all in a drunken stupor. And we would grade him when he hit, and there was one time he did not hit the water.
Oh, boy.
He hit the concrete. Oh, boy.
I participated in what I think is the last legal midget-tossing contest over at PT's.
With
a real midget. Yeah. Like, he was, like, giving me pointers on what belt loop to grab him by and what angle to throw him at and the whole bit.
So the midget was helping you throw him.
Exactly. He was giving me pointers on how to throw him.
Nice guy.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't win, but, I mean, I was proud of my effort.
Midget-tossing.
They banned it after that. They banned
a
couple months after that. They wouldn't let you do that anymore.
But why should you ban it if the midgets don't mind? If they actually give you pointers, why would you ban it?
They need a job, too.
Yeah.
This guy got paid.
Somebody has to be taught.
They took his gainful employment away from him.
Wow.
For what? And for what?
Yeah.
Damn liberals.
He probably starved to death.
Right.
Now.
He probably did.
No food.
After our frog killing incident, I woke up the next morning in my friend's car with all of the doors open. I was just laying in the back seat.
The best part of the story is the frog hit the pavement.
I know.
So, the funny thing, interesting thing about this show is we'll come in here, and I said, you know what, there's nothing going on. I hope we make it till 6 o'clock. And look what happens. Animal abuse. That's our topic. So, this is, I'm not proud of this, but I'm not really ashamed of it either because I was a kid. There's a girl that lived in our neighborhood. Her name was Gail, and she was not pretty. She was just not pretty. And in addition to not being pretty, she was mean. And so that actually trumps not being pretty. And when you're mean and hateful, it's okay to kind of make fun of somebody not being pretty. But because if she'd been hot and cute, cute girls can be mean to get away with it. You know what I'm saying? Because they're cute. Well, yeah. She was mean and ugly. Trent. And this is something we would do, a friend of mine. And when we knew that Gail and her mom left the house, because we'd see them. It's a tiny little neighborhood of little bitty houses. See them pull out of the carport. We would go over and throw her cat up on the roof just to watch them come home calling the cat. Oh. And you would never look up on the roof of the house. And they, you know, Fluffy or whatever his name was. And, of course, night would come, no Fluffy.
Oh.
And then, you know, a day or two later when they leave, we'd get a ladder and go up there and get her down. And then they never could figure out, where the heck does this cat go? What's on the roof of your house? And we threw it up by the back legs, just swing it around a couple of times and just launch it. Well, they land on their feet.
Yeah.
They do. Like, honest to God, it's unbelievable. You could take a cat, don't do this, but you could take a cat by the back legs and just fling it, and it'll land on its feet every time.
You can hold it 6 inches off the ground with its legs up in the air and pull your hand out, and it'll
flip over.
It'll flip over before it hits
the ground. They have a gyroscope. Amazing. Built-in gyroscope or something. It knows to flip and land on their feet. They're incredible. It's almost like they were meant to be tossed because, you know, they can do that. I'm kidding. But it was the funniest thing. We'd hide behind a shrub at their house. Fluffy. They'd be out late at night with a flashlight, and we're thinking, it's on the roof of the house. But that, and I'm not proud of that. But for some reason, don't call me cat people and don't email me. Cats are easier. I don't want to use the word abused. They're easier to mess with, and you don't feel as bad about it as puppy. I wouldn't throw a puppy on the roof of a house because they don't have that built-in landing thing.
See, I'm a cat person. I like cats.
I have an in-ground pool at my house, and it's a...
You know, you've said this several times.
No, but
we
get it.
We don't.
I wasn't done.
Oh, okay.
And it is a frog symphony around that pool for about 5 months a year. When the pool's open, the frogs come out at night, and they sing around it. And it's annoying, and it's right underneath my master bedroom.
How deep's the water?
Exactly.
Deep.
But there was one night... You know, and the frogs, they make they're tiny.
They're called tree frogs, right?
Well, yeah, but then this grandmaster bullfrog invaded my house and its mate, and I had a paddleboard in the water, and they were mating on the paddleboard, and they were making a sound that kept me up, and I could not fall asleep, and I went out there with my net on a pole, and I trapped both of them.
Oh, they were doing it?
Well, they stopped doing it when they saw me coming, as most people do. And so I trapped them, and I put them in Walmart bags, and I tied them up, and I threw them in my trash can because I was going to kill them.
Oh, that's cruel.
And I went upstairs to bed, and I just could not live with myself, and so I went back downstairs, got the bags, took the bags in my car, drove a mile and a half up the road where there's a neighborhood pond, and released them there. And then prayed that they wouldn't come back, and they didn't come back.
Well, that's a beautiful story. It sounded like it was going to be a cruel story.
It started cruel,
but it was a story of a boy with a man with a conscience.
All's well that ends well.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. Well, okay, I buried a frog in a shallow grave alive. I wanted to watch the dirt bump up and down until it stopped bumping up and down. Now, I know, that's sick.
Yeah, like, that's a bit messed up.
Was that like this year or like when you were...
Yesterday.
Okay.
No, man.
The other thing, I sprayed a turtle gold.
Wow.
Mm. And he died because he suffocated.
Yeah,
you can't spray a turtle gold. It killed him. Toxic fumes or something killed him.
I never really killed any animals or anything. I used to kind of like collect grasshoppers and stick them in jars. Every now and again, I'd like kind of like maybe like break their back legs and then just put them by an anthill and watch them kind of like
happen. Hold on. You broke their back legs.
Yes, so they couldn't jump away. But I've never thrown a cat on top of a roof. So, you know,
I threw a cat on the roof, I didn't break his legs.
You still threw him up.
After
on
it was
top
over,
the
cat was fine. Your grasshopper was a paraplegic.
No, it was dead.
Okay, it was dead.
It was gone.
It was
dead. Was the roof made out of hot tin?
Here's I found what frogs sound like doing it.
Okay.
So here's did it sound like this, Tim?
It's fucking midnight.
Oh. Whoa. Whoopsie. Wait. I didn't hear that.
No, no. Those of you listening on the app, you heard the F word. No, you heard the F word. Those of you listening streaming, you heard the F word.
Wow.
But oops. Those of you listening over regular radio, you didn't. Thank you, Dan. Here's what frogs sound like. Effing this, effing that.
Midnight.
Effing midnight.
Effing midnight.
Oh, man. Way to go, Dan. Way to pre-screen.
Well, the extensive pre-production meeting this show has every day. I can't believe that wasn't screened out.
How did we miss that?
Okay. Wow.
Oops.
What was the stuff when I came in? What was, Blimey, that stuff you were playing in that next room, that pooping music? What was that?
Oh, that was
there any of that that we can play?
Well, yeah, we could play all of it. It's Family Guy.
No, we can't.
Yeah,
we can. No, we can't because yeah, we can. I heard a song that had something about...
Fecal?
No.
Fecal matter.
No. Rectal bleeding. Yeah. We don't want that on here.
But the rest of it, it was when Quagmire and Peter went out singing. And they started singing. They were writing all these songs, and they started singing stuff, these songs, and going out and doing concerts. My favorite is...
Would you like me to play it?
Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart?
I mean, can I?
That's up to you. I haven't heard it. I just heard bits and bits. Alyssa Milano.
I knew you were going to be hot when you were 9. Every food tastes good with melted cheese.
Cheese.
I like twins unless they're Siamese. Don't store your condoms in your billfold. Those things don't work if they get dry and old.
Broken rubber. Broken rubber. 'Cause I have $30,000 in credit card debt. When they call, I tell them I can't pay it back yet. Credit card debt. Tomorrow I may buy myself a dining room set or this Boba Fett. Credit card debt. Credit card debt. Credit card debt.
I like it.
This is it, though, isn't it?
I can't poop in strange places. I can only poop in my home. It's as though I'm watched by strange faces. It's why I never roam.
Excuse me, I just want to grab one of those newspapers.
Just grab one and go. I'm looking for a job, okay?
I've left Stewie alone with strangers to satisfy my fecal needs.
Okay, that's it.
Now, if you fast forward from that, then you can get to Pop-Tart, my favorite song.
Yeah, you were singing this when I came in.
Yeah.
As Otter said in the movie Animal House, a new all-time low.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Is this a Pop-Tart song?
Yeah.
Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? It's so freaking good. Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? If you haven't, then I think you should.
I was sitting in the kitchen one day, and I was itching to fill out my belly with the piping hot jelly of the best damn treat in the world.
I like it.
He's talking Pop-Tarts.
And I saw a stick of butter, and it almost made me shudder and scream like a baby girl. I don't want a giant penis or a rocket trip to Venus. I don't want to win the lottery. I just want to squat and gobble till I'm dizzy and I wobble in a Butterfruit and Joe's hot dream. So I put butter on a Pop-Tart. So freaking good. Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? If you haven't, then I think
it's
you
audience,
should.
Everybody, come along with us.
Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? It's so freaking good.
Yeah.
Have you ever put butter on a
Pop-Tart?
If you haven't, then I think you should.
I should teach my grandson that song. He could sing that. Put butter on a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, no, he probably loved that song.
Yeah, thanks for not playing the one about bleeding from the hind end. That's we don't need that. I think I'll do a bit of business right now. Oh, look at the calls. Complaining. People filing complaints with the FCC. No, I'm kidding. But people are calling. We didn't get the numbers yet. I will, and I'll get to your calls. Let's get a little business out of the way. Just a little. We're only going to be gone for a couple minutes, folks. Actually, I'm like the first minute, I'll still be here. I'll be changing where you back. Then we'll take a quick break. We'll do some traffic, maybe a commercial. We'll come back. Come back, we'll take your calls. Again, Dr. Doug in the 4 o'clock hour. And I know why some of you are calling. It's because I see it's men with your things that you did to little animals when you were boys, because boys do that, and girls, I don't think, do. And Dan and I both have a similar story about shooting a bird.
Why would you do that?
Well, I sort of didn't mean to. You know, The Rifleman was a big show on TV, and he was good with a lever-action rifle, and I had that basic cheap piece of garbage lever-action BB gun that you could see the BB coming out of. I mean, it wasn't a very powerful gun. And I didn't mean to, but I shot from the hip, just... And that bird was sitting on a telephone wire. Now, to do that and actually hit him, next to impossible. It was just sheer luck. So I... And that thing just dropped. Just dropped straight down and flopped a couple of times. That was it. Oh. And I cried. I started crying. I thought I wanted to be like, Chuck Connors, the rifle. Right. But then when I killed the bird, I felt really bad. So I remember, I still remember what the casket was made out of. It was a coffee can.
You made a casket?
Oh, yeah. Nice one. Oh. And peeled the label off, wrote his name. I gave him a name, Blue Boy or something, just Bluebird. And dug a hole and had a little ceremony and buried him. And then for quite a while, there was a little mound of dirt there, and I knew that was a reminder. You know, don't be shooting birds anymore.
I didn't do that. I didn't bury him.
I never shot a bird.
I felt bad, but I did the same thing with the BB gun and
Let me explain something to people. When you're a little boy with a BB gun, you want to feel like you're a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to hunt? Birds. But too many of them anyway. We have plenty of birds. Does anybody feel like we don't have enough birds? Look around. Yeah. So you shoot a bird, you don't feel bad about it. And Dan, you have like a similar story.
Yeah, I did the same thing. We were in my buddy Tim Reynolds' backyard.
He loves to do that.
And he had, and he had a BB gun, and I did the same thing as the rifleman did, and went poof, and shot a bird on the fence. And he just went. He kind of looked up at me and went.
Look with fear in his eyes.
Yeah. And
like,
then,
I know I'm about to die. Why did you do this?
Then he fell, kind of drooped over, and just hit the chain links going down.
Oh, man.
And went down, and I felt horrible.
Yeah.
But we didn't bury it.
But see, that's good, because the difference between you and Jeff Dahmer.
Yeah.
Jeff Dahmer didn't feel horrible, and he probably bit its head off and ate it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Oh,
You felt bad.
I did.
Liming? No, you ever have a BB gun?
Yeah, I shot a squirrel once.
Mm.
Gray squirrels.
Why is that not worse than a bird? Because you acted like you shot a bird.
Well, I mean, you know, birds. I was just always kind of taught never really shoot a bird, but a gray squirrel is kind of like just a rat with a bushy tail. So
I disagree. They're cute. I disagree.
Well, you know, yeah, they are.
Face.
The rat with a bushy tail.
Yeah, they are. I mean, you know, they killed all the red squirrels and all that, and.
They did?
Whatnot. They pretty much wiped them out.
Did you kill it with a BB gun?
No. I just got it in the side of the head with the BB, and it just kind of stopped there for a second, shook its head.
And went away, and for the rest of its life, it was in special class.
Yeah.
Because of you.
He could never board a plane. He always got pulled to the side.
What?
Because he had a BB in his head. He set the metal detector up.
He wrote the short squirrel bus to school.
See, I'd feel worse about that. Because you don't know the life that squirrel had after he went around the rest of your life with a BB lodged in his head.
Well, I mean...
Yeah. Maybe he was blind.
A few years later, I probably caught it in a trap, and, you know, that was the end of that squirrel.
Or you didn't, and he was blind, and he couldn't play with the other squirrels. Like Rudolph couldn't play any reindeer game.
Right.
He couldn't play with other squirrels because he was a little blind squirrel. And he tried to leap from tree to tree and just hit the ground. He couldn't even see...
And he couldn't find his nut.
Have you actually... Yeah.
Hey, Rocky, what's the hole in your head?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a squirrel fall out of a tree?
Yes.
Never.
I have.
But I expect to, because the way they leap from tree, I thought, why don't they ever fall? I've never seen it.
It's the funniest thing
to see,
because they just land, and then you can see them almost contemplating in their own mind, like, wow, man.
What the hell just happened?
I make a crappy squirrel. Yeah.
They just go, it's like they hit the ground, and they go, what just happened?
WTF. I'm a squirrel. I'm look at all the other squirrels. I'm supposed to be able to do this.
And it's like they hit every branch going down.
You know this. You know that in squirrel lingo, the other squirrels are going, yeah, look at him, get up. Yeah, I think animals, I don't know if they experience, you know, embarrassment or anything. I wonder about that.
I would think so. I would hope so anyway.
I hope so too. So here's a bit of business, and we'll take one call. Then I'll come back and take the rest. John is here. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. Merry Christmas. What do you have? What's going on?
Oh.
I'm sorry. Did you say your AM and the PM?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
I got a good Christmas song for you that you never seem to hear it anymore.
All right.
And it's Christmas Cookies by George Strait.
I don't even believe I've ever heard it, and I love George Strait.
Oh, it's great. It's one of my favorite ones. I have to listen to it once a year.
Here's what's going to happen. Unlike other stations with rigid formats, when you hang up, we're going to play a little bit of Christmas Cookies because I'd like to hear it, and so would everybody else. So that's what we're
going to
do.
And hopefully... it's good enough because I called you with the Farron Rachel's Uber song.
Yeah.
So that one seemed to do pretty good. And hopefully this one will do pretty good too.
Well, you have a good track record. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you guys too.
All right, John. You have it? You haven't pulled up?
Yeah, I got it pulled up.
All right, I'll take a break after we eat little Christmas cookies with George Strait.
Like those Christmas cookies, sugar.
Okay, I have heard it.
Yes. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Yep, I've heard it.
I like it.
The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now, Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies.
It's a simple song. It's just easy.
I sure
I like it. That's a song a kids could sing. That's it. All right, John. Good suggestion. Good song. Let's get Bob. Might as well take Bob. Oh, the hole forever. Bob, Merry Christmas. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Merry Christmas, Frank. AM and PM.
Thank you, Bob.
Now, according to you, you sprayed a turtle gold.
I did.
And you didn't watch Goldfinger.
Well, I did, but I think I watched it years later. This was pre-Goldfinger. If I'd been able to see Goldfinger first, I wouldn't have done this. This was before Goldfinger. I was a little kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And as a matter and about the cat. Okay, if you butter toast and you drop it from the counter, it always lands on the buttered side.
True.
Well, no, wait a minute.
True.
No, if you flip it over and over and over, but if you just drop it flat, it's not going to land on the buttered side. If you hold the buttered side up and drop it down.
Well, yeah, no, of course
it would. Accidentally, and you don't do it on purpose.
Yeah, right, it always lands buttered side down.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So if you strap a buttered piece of toast on a cat's back...
with the butter side up on its back?
Correct.
That's a dilemma. Now you got a dilemma.
Wow. Now we have a problem.
Well, the cat has a problem. You've screwed up his landing capability there.
Correct.
All right, Bob. I appreciate it.
Oh, and one other thing.
Yeah? No, too late. I already won.
Frank won today.
Thank you, Bob. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
I didn't know that buttered toast thing. I do know that if you flip the quarter, heads and tails, it's not really 50-50.
That is true.
It's really like 50.5, 49.5. Well, there's a slightly better chance that it will land which way up, which up.
Tails.
Yes, because the head side is a little heavier. The head, the raised head image is slightly, I mean like a millionth of a gram, whatever it is, slightly heavier than the tail.
That's why they say the butter side falls down, because it's the side with the most weight on it, so the butter just flips it over, and that's why it lands.
So the odds are just so slightly off 50-50, I don't think it matters, but if you have to make the call heads or tails, call tails, because you've got like a micro something of a chance that it'll be...
I do actually kind of cheat like that when it comes to a coin flip every now and again, when I say, I'm like, all right, you know, let's flip a coin. I'll just get a quarter out of my pocket, and I'll put it heads up. They always say, all right, I'll take heads. So I called Tails, and 9 times out of 10, it'll land on Tails.
No, not nine Flip. Times out
okay,
of 10.
Okay, 5 times out of 10, then okay. 6 times out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah, 9 times out of 10 is a bit much. Alright, now, I went into a First Community Credit Union just before I came here, right from there to here, and I want to say hi to Morgan. Morgan was at the window. This is 2 days in a row I had to go in there, and she waited on me, and I like more. I like everybody there. I like the popcorn there. I like the waterfall in the lobby of the headquarters, which is in Chesterfield Valley. There is a water. It's hard to explain. You walk up to it and put your hand on, and it's real water. It's not something behind glass. It's an incredible, peaceful, calming, beautiful floor to super high ceiling, just water sheet.
You know what they could do during the holidays? Make that into like a chocolate fountain.
Oh.
And then have strawberries
now
and
you're talking.
Fruit and stuff there.
The chocolate yeah. waterfall.
Yeah.
That's a great, I'm going to mention that to them. And put it so that the little excess splatters over onto the popcorn.
Yes.
There's chocolate drizzled on popcorn. Yeah. Now you're talking. First Community Credit Union. I doubt that anybody has ever started banking there because of the waterfall in the lobby or because of the popcorn. The nice little perks. But here's what people are interested in. They're interested in the service, the way they're treated, and the rates. How competitive are they on rates? Very competitive. That's one of the reasons this is the biggest, largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations. And right now they have, for those of you who, you know, I know how this goes. You're in your car or whatever and you go, it sounds like a good place to bank. And one of these days I'll look into that. And then you don't do it. You forget about it. I have something to push you over the edge, but you need to get on it because it's going to be gone soon. Here's the offer. You have a car payment, and it's not First Community Credit Union. Fix that. Move it over. They'll take over the car payment for you. You just made yourself $100. $100. Now, I don't know how much money you spend on Christmas presents. I would think the average Christmas present is $20, $25. That's 4 or 5 gifts right there that they just paid for by giving you $100. By putting it in your in an account for you at First Community Credit Union, you can do whatever you want with it. And that's all just for moving your car payment over. They're famous for their rates. They're very competitive. So there's a good chance, can't guarantee it, but there's a chance that your car payment will now be a little lower because there's a good chance the rate may be better. How about that? You got $100 and very possibly a lower car payment. That's a good deal. But it gets better because you probably then will like them so much, even if you're just dealing with them with your car payment, you go, but I wonder if all their banking is this good. Yeah, the answer is yes, it is. And then you'll move everything over. In fact, just go ahead and do it anyway, because I think that's what's going to happen. Just move it all. Just cash out, move your accounts, move them to First Community Credit Union. If you do it once, it's done. It's not hard to do. And now you're one of us. You're a member of First Community Credit Union. They like small business. If you have a small business, you need a banking partner. Talk to First Community Credit Union. As I said, they have over 40 locations. And they sponsor the yard sale on Saturday mornings. Folks, we need to bump up the 7 o'clock hour, the first hour of the yard sale. It's 7 tonight. We need some more callers in the 7 o'clock hour. There, I'll just lay it out there. For whatever reason, when the clock strikes 8, all the callers come out. Now, I know there are people that get up before 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. So put on the coffee, turn on the radio, hit the app, however you listen. And join in. Yard sale, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. One sponsor and one sponsor only, First Community Credit Union. Let them know how much you enjoy it, how much you appreciate their support for this show by always telling them you're AM in the PM. All right? First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
And here's a look at traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by State Farm. Accident southbound 270 at Page blocking the two right lanes and a crash westbound Page at 270. Accident southbound 270 south of the Clayton Road overpass. Construction northbound 270 at Manchester. Roadwork westbound 44 at 270 and you're moving again eastbound 64 at Route 4. Protect your car and home with the one that's here to help life go right, State Farm. Talk to an agent today at 1-800-STATE-FARM. Sponsored by State Farm. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Get tickets and join your Memphis Grizzlies for Adoptable Pet Night as they take on the Cleveland Cavaliers Wednesday, December 26th at 7 p.m. The first 5,000 fans in attendance will receive a Grizzlies pet bandana. For great tickets to this game and others, call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. If you're looking for last-minute gift ideas, stocking stuffers, or even a gift you can send someone via email, check out my website, badmoodgoodmood.com. Bad Mood, Good Mood is a new book detailing some of the wildest and craziest true happenings in the life of a private investigator and radio personality. Want to turn your bad mood into a good mood? There's hardback versions for $15 and audio and e-versions for just $10. Check out my book of 50 short and hilarious stories online at badmoodgoodmood.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. You know, typically, credit card debt is not your fault. The credit card companies spend hundreds of millions of dollars creating ways to keep you further in debt. But that's okay. You are building equity in your home at the fastest pace in over a decade. Put that newfound equity to work for you. Let's not wait to the New Year's resolution. Let's pay off those credit cards now and skip 2 full months of mortgage payments at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Grizz Nation, get in the game as Mike Conley, Marc Gasol, and your Memphis Grizzlies host Kyrie Irving and the Boston Celtics Saturday, November 29th at 7 p.m. Guarantee the best seats with a 6-game holiday pack now. Call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today and get Memphis.
I would just like to apologize that I wasn't paying attention, and we don't have any bumper music.
I think people like honesty. I think people like somebody who's willing. Oh, my headphones are on backwards. Who's
sorry? No.
No, I had him right. Yeah, who's willing to take the fall? Look at it. In the radio business, you don't go a week without coming in the studio and something odd is there that somebody else left. I mean, as long as I've been in this business, you go, somebody, what's this? I don't know. Well, the previous show left. Now, there's a box in here, and it's got about 5 things in it, and each one is like the cheapest thing that you could give somebody. Like, here's a... It's like a squeeze horn. All right. And then here's a 45 RPM record. I know. What's 45 RPM mean? It's got a big hole in the middle. And here's the song, Let's Do It Today by T-Connection. And the other side is Danger Zone T-Connection. Is that the Top Gun?
Oh, T-Connection. I thought you were saying T-Connection.
No, T-Connection. Is that the, that's not the Top
no,
Gun.
No, I don't think that's Top Gun.
And then there's a little Kenny plastic arrow, a metal arrow. It says FBI, female body inspector. Ho, 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 ho. And then here's a rock on necklace. It's just a cheap... Who did Hadley? Is this Hadley stuff?
Yeah, probably. It might be. I think it was David Solomon's from before.
Okay. There, it's on the floor now. Okay, we're back, and George is on the phone. We didn't get the numbers yet. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Now, a lot of times people aren't ready for the numbers, so these. Oh, I wasn't ready. Here, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. George, welcome to 590 The Fan. Merry Christmas. What's up?
Merry Christmas to you guys and AM and the PM.
Thank you, George.
Hey, I got a couple of funny stories about animals, whatever.
Okay, let me give you a little advice. You've already said they're funny, so now they have to be funny, because you said
it's
so now the pressure.
Hilarious.
Okay. All right.
Back in Virginia, when I was in grade school, spent the night with a buddy of mine. His dad was a pig farmer.
See, that's not funny. Is that funny?
No.
Hold on.
No.
He's not finished. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I can sing with you, but I can't talk with you.
Okay.
And he wakes me up, and it's like 2:00 in the morning. He goes, "Hey, man, you want to hear the loudest thing in the world?" And I was like, "What are you talking about, man? It's 2:00 in the morning." So we get on the three wheelers, and before they had four wheelers, and we take the three wheeler down there to where the pigs are, and they're in a four-story shed, a barn, whatever. So there's like 1,000 pigs on each floor. So there's 4,000 pigs.
Wow.
And it is quiet as it can be. I mean, you can hear the crickets chirping and all that stuff. And he goes, "George, when I throw this brick up here and it hits the top of that roof," he said, "cover your ears." And I was like, "Yeah, you ain't serious." And I tell you what, he threw that brick up there, and I about went deaf. I couldn't get my fingers to my ears quick enough. And his dad came out with a double-barrel shotgun. "Who's down there?" And he's like, "It's just me, Dad," and I'm like, I mean, I swear, Frank, you could probably hear this 2 miles away. it was so loud. I mean, because, you know, when you're around pigs like that, you got to wear ear protection when you go in and feed them and all that stuff. And I never knew it. You know, I grew up with cows and stuff, but
George, this is is not an animal cruelty story. I mean,
no. He's a listener. No, don't give him that music. He's a listener.
No, it's not it's not like the stories we were telling about being knucklehead little kids doing kind of.
Well, hold on here. I got another part to this.
Oh, it's still not over. Okay.
Yeah, the same guy.
Is this end with you two? Does this end with you and your buddy killing all 4,000 pigs?
No.
Or squealing like a pig.
Okay. I saw that movie.
So anyway, he had a bunch of cows. Oh, I did it.
Yeah, you did.
He had a bunch of cats running because you had to farm and all that stuff. So they had this walkway that went down into their basement. It was made out of concrete, you know, cinder blocks. Well, they haven't gotten to the point to where they capped off the top of it yet. And they had this one cat, big tomcat, would run down the hole, and he'd go down about 6 or 7 bricks down, you know. And Nolan, you know, my buddy, the guy at the pig farm, he goes, "You want to see something funny?" And I was like, "Sure." And he takes a friggin' firecracker and throws it down the hole of the cinder block.
Man.
And you hear poof, and then you hear whee-er! And this cat came out of that thing. I bet it was 10 feet in the air, man.
Wow!
And I was like, "You've done this before?" And he goes, "Oh, I do it all the time, man."
And the cat obviously was deaf after that. They had to be, he burst his eardrums.
What'd you say?
Okay, that's good. That was good, yeah. All right,
George. Well, you guys have a Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you.
George, you too. Merry Christmas. Thank you. Now, what's interesting about what he said, I am the only person on the radio in the world who does the sound of 4,000 pigs.
Please don't. Please don't.
Oh, yeah.
Please, Frank.
Come on, four.
Please.
Oh, no,
I'm
do
begging
it.
You. Come on, man. I hate that sound.
He can do it.
I hate it, too. Please. And I do it.
If you do, all right. Are you going to do it? Let me cover my ears.
I can cut it to 10 pigs. Because I can do any number I
can't
want.
Can't we all?
I'm just going to.
We'll make it horrible. Like a dozen pigs.
All right.
Little squealing pigs. But I have a request. You can't look at me while I do it because I my face caves in, my head caves in. No, it takes a toll.
That's pretty good.
Thank you very much.
I have to do yodeling pigs.
Oh, man.
Okay. Does anybody? Well, now we got to call and take this call.
If we do a Burke segment, I'm going to tell all your listeners how weird Dan Strauss is. So if we do it, that's my Burke segment.
We will have a Burke
segment. My Burke segment is I heard the dumbest question ever in my life.
We're not there yet.
Oh, I know.
I haven't said. You know, does anybody have anything to say? Let's talk to John, then we'll do the Burke segment. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. Merry Christmas. What do you have?
Merry Christmas to you and all the gang there. And I am in the PM.
Wow. As are many people.
When that guy did that to that cat, and the cat jumped, did he have toast on tied to the back?
he didn't mention that, so I'm assuming no.
All right. I didn't know exactly which way it fell, so I.
All right, John. All right.
I was just going from what Guy said earlier. So.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And now, does anybody have anything to say that officially opens the Burke segment? Let's go right to Tim Woodburn. Tim.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
I just want to let you and Limey and all the listeners know how weird Dan Strauss is, as if you didn't already think it was weird. Because you said something earlier this time. I said, in radio, you can't come into radio every week and not see something you haven't seen before. There's always people leaving things around. Let me tell you three things that have elevated Dan Strauss's weirdness to me, just that have occurred in this week. Okay, today, when I walked into the studio, he raced up to me and gave me a hug.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so that creeps me out a little bit right there, all right?
Oh, I'll stop there, though. Why? Yeah, why'd you do that?
I don't know.
I just said, welcome, Tim. Hi.
No, that's
he asked him
like
how he
that.
Was doing as well. I thought that was really considerate.
When you do that to a guy, that they're thrown off. That's not right. There's something wrong.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so that's weird A. Weird B is yesterday Dan told me how he traumatized a former coworker in the radio business because people were stealing toilet paper and paper towels out of the station, and they
put a memo up saying anybody next person does this gets fired. So he broke into the guy's locker from underneath and shoved a bunch of toilet paper and paper towels up there and then re-screwed it back in there and tried to get the guy fired.
I think that's fantastic. Well, clever.
That's level two of Dan's weirdness elevating. And the final and third level was when we were contemplating going to Randy Markell's Christmas party last Saturday. Dan told me, for some reason, the story of meeting Ozzie Smith at a party. And he said he walked up to Ozzie Smith, who has no idea who Dan Strauss is, and Dan introduced himself and said, "Here, Ozzie, before you ask, let me just go ahead and take care of this for you." And Dan wrote to Ozzie Smith, "Thanks for being a fan, Dan Strauss," and handed it to him. And then when he saw Ozzie Smith years later, he asked him, "Did you keep that?" And he said, Ozzie said, "Did I keep it? I went home and put it up on my refrigerator." And my wife came to me and said, "Who the F is that?" just when I thought I was the weirdest person on the show, Dan, I don't come close to his level of weirdness.
Dan will always be and always has been the weirdest person.
That's my Burke segment. Yeah. That's how weird he is.
Anybody else, Burke segment?
Yeah.
I'd like to introduce Limestone Phillips, everybody. Limey, it's all yours.
Thank you. So, as I said, this is probably the dumbest question I have ever heard in my existence on 34 years on this earth. Would you like to hazard a guess as to what I was asked?
Are you male?
When were you asked this?
I was asked this. All right, you know, I'll just give you the story. I was asked this by a lady.
When?
Last week. Yeah, last week.
Okay.
At my house. Would you like to?
Okay, first of all, why was she at your house? Did you ask her to come?
Yeah, we were on a date.
Okay, so she didn't just, you walk in and there's a woman in your house.
Is that all the bigger it gets?
okay, so we're trying to guess, what question she asked you? At what point in the night or day did she ask you this?
She asked me this when we were kind of just relaxing on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you saying relaxing on the couch because you can't actually tell the audience what you were really doing?
Like, we were just relaxing on the couch. Okay. There had been some
light making out. What had just happened prior
out.
To what she asked you?
We'd been making out.
Okay.
She asked you, is that your leg?
Is your breath always smell this bad? Is that what she asked you?
No, nice try.
What is she asked?
She asked you, have you always been a guy?
A Chad Burner. No, she asked me the dumbest question.
Yeah, here's the question. You know they have penis extensions.
Nice.
What a
charming. No, she looked at me and with a straight face, she said, "Do you mind if I take my pants off?" And I'm not going to lie, I looked at her right in the face and I said, "That is the dumbest question I have ever been asked in my entire life."
Yeah, because what are you going to say? Please don't.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Right. You know what? I know. I wish I had not heard that.
Do you mind if
no,
I take my
pants
off?
No, we don't want to hear that. Yeah. I'm married. I'm, 47 years. And I don't want to hear that guys get to do that.
Let me give you a little bit more in the moment. Here, Frank. Frank, do you mind if I take my pants off? See, it's a strange question to be asked.
Well, no, Cam, it's strange if you ask it. But my point is, nobody else, I don't think, in this room has this life.
Oh.
Where,
well, thank
yes,
you.
It's a strange question. And
it's a strange, dumb question.
But
No.
Never,
there's no dumb question.
No, maybe.
Oh,
if I'm on a hang on a second.
No, you just completely threw me off the rest of the day because I'm sitting here imagining. I'm guessing she's pretty good looking. He goes, "Oh, do you mind if I take my pants off?"
Well, what was your answer?
Well,
I told her. I looked her dead in the eyes and I said, "That's the dumbest question I've ever been asked."
And then what did she do?
And then I said, "Yeah, sure, go for it."
Oh.
And then she took her pants off.
Oh.
And then?
She just wanted to take her pants off and hang out on the couch, and I was all for that.
I'm not buying that.
Hang out on the couch?
You know,
Motley Crue wrote a song about that story. It's called 10 Seconds of Love.
Yeah, the only thing even close to that happened to me, I was 18 or something, and we were parking, and this girl said, we were in my dad's 66 Chevy Impala, and we bought used, and we're parking, and the windows are down. This was before you couldn't park or a serial killer would kill you, so you could actually park in the summer, and it was a summer night, and she said, "Whew," she says, "it is such a hot night. Do you mind?" She said, "Do you mind if I take my dress off?"
Whoa!
I thought I was going to have a heart attack, and she did. And I'm not ashamed to say this. I froze. I didn't know what to do. I did not know even what to do.
Said, "All right, I'm finished. Let's go."
It just shocked me. It just stunned me. I'd never had that. You fantasize about it, and right. then when it happens, you know what to do.
Just run with it.
The dumbest question I ever asked in my life got me punched the hardest I've ever been punched in my life, ever, and it was by a woman.
Yeah. Ooh,
because I brought her home from a date to her house where she lived with her mother, and her mother, I guess, told her to be home by 1, and I got her home about 3:30, and I walked her up to the
door. The following Thursday.
I walked her up to the door, and there was a note on... And she'd been griping about her mom all night long, how much miserable she was living with her, the whole family, just mom bashing. I walk her up to the door, and there is a note on the door with a butcher knife. She lived in a trailer.
Oh.
This was in Columbia, Missouri. I was in college.
Yeah.
And there was a butcher knife in the door that is not tape, not a tack, a butcher knife holding the note up that says, if you can't come home on time, don't bother coming home at all.
Nice, mom.
And I looked at that note. I looked at her. Her name was Lisa. I remember her name to this day. Her name is Lisa. I looked at her, and I go, what kind of a effing psycho puts a note on the door with a butcher knife? And she goes, pow. And she hit me with a right cross right in the kisser, and it knocked me back, and there was snow outside, and it was on the hill, and I slid down her front yard. Don't you talk about my mama like that.
Well, sure.
Wow. That's the hardest I've ever been hit. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the hardest I've ever been hit in my life, ever.
Wow.
Man, true story. True dad.
Wow.
Did you ever get the blinking coach lamp when you're sitting in the driveway with your date, and the mom, click, 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 click. That's a signal. Come on in. You've been out there long enough. Up, on, off, on, nah. off, on. You never got that?
Never got
anything.
That
used to be like the international signal for get my daughter in here now, or I'm having my husband come out and embarrass you. Yeah, that was the sign. Anything else, Limestone?
Nope, that's all I
Dan,
got.
Dan, anything, Burke
segment? No, I don't.
Well, then let's close it. Burke segment is closed. Up with a bunch of Christmas cards today and threw them immediately all in the trash. Don't people realize that, especially those generic ones? I mean, I just sometimes I don't even open them. I see who's from. Trash. I'm sorry, but I don't know that I really completely get the Christmas card thing, especially when the people just crank out the pre-written ones and they just real hastily sign, you know, the Thompsons or the Smiths, and there's no thought put into it.
What about those? What about those Christmas cards where, you know, it's got like the nice wintry village on there, or like a Christmas wreath or something?
The family photo ones where people show you they're with their kids.
What about
that? You have to be careful what you say about that because you hurt people's feelings and they take it personally. I think it's ridiculous, but we have friends who send out a current this year's picture. Here's Timmy. Here's Becky. Here's our dog. Here we are in front of our fireplace.
Did you get our card, Frank? Yeah, what the hell happened to your teeth?
Stop going to Ballast Dental, huh?
I had a buddy of mine send me a Christmas card.
Hold on, what does that mean? What happened to your teeth? What does that mean?
A smile that you would criticize the card, the picture.
And I know I'm going to make somebody mad that we know. Thanks a lot. We sent a picture right from you. Were you talking about us? No, I was talking about you. I'm just saying, I think you think people want to see what your family looks like this year and how they've changed from last year. No, they don't.
My preacher buddy in Wisconsin sent a Christmas card out with just him and his two sons on it this year, and I knew that he'd gotten divorced for a second time. But that's how he let people know he got divorced, was by sending him a Christmas card with just him and the sons with a letter in there saying, the reason Laura's not in this card is because we got divorced in July. So that's how he let him know.
Wow.
Okay, at least that makes sense to me, because that's something that you want to just get it over with. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody, we're divorced. But this other stuff. And we've talked about this before, too. Well, I don't have time now, but this long-winded, this was an interesting year for the McGillicuddies. We went to Europe, and holy cow, and then Caroline got sick in June, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, now, Thompson Price, the longest-running advertiser this show has, 23 years and counting, that deserves a round of applause, and it deserves... You're saying to them when you contact Thompson Price, wow, I'm AM and the PM. Thank you for helping keep that show on the air all these years. Thompson Price is in the kitchen and bath remodeling business. That is a business that's going to be very busy early spring. And here's why. After the holidays are over, there are going to be a whole bunch of people going, that's it. That's the last holiday we're going to put up with that kitchen, that dated kitchen, that outdated kitchen. And then they're going to start the search. And they're going to want some bids, and they're going to want to talk to some people. Look, if you're one of those people, please make us this promise. You'll at least talk to Thompson Price. I didn't tell you where to make the final decision or how, when to pull the trigger or where. Just include Thompson Price because you will be glad you did. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you talk to. They have a showroom in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. They're wonderful people, and they do great work. You will get every dollar's worth if you let somebody who knows how to do it right take over, and that would be Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Don't go anywhere. Dr. Doug Pernikoff will be here right after we talk to John Landoff. And I think you know what time it is. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Charlie Marlowe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tim Roberts. Senate leaders are floating a bill to avert a partial government shutdown Saturday. This is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The measure will provide the resources necessary to continue normal operations through February the 8th.
A temporary funding.